today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
Hi there, it's the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another episode. My name is Patrick Foster, and thank you for tuning in. It is day two of our Best of 2022 series. Today we have two more calls. One from a longtime friend and longtime listener we haven't heard from in a while, so it's wonderful to hear from that person. I want to tell everybody that the voting and the submission is now closed for your Best of 2022 picks. So if you missed the deadline, has passed. Unless you want to send us some beer with your pick, and then we might change our mind. Sometimes beer can convince us that the right thing to do is to allow a late pick. So if you feel like giving it a shot, that's the way to go. We will continue for the next several weeks here, spreading these picks out, and we hope you enjoy. We're also compiling a master playlist that we will share with everybody with albums and songs and all kinds of good stuff, because there's going to be a lot of good music here. And just dipping in a little bit to these picks, I'm really excited to share them all with you. So without further ado, let's go ahead and head over to the tape machine where we will queue up our first pick.
Well, hello, Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson with my picks for the best album and song of 2022. There were a lot of great albums this year, and I really didn't have a clear-cut favorite when it comes to the music, so my choice is based on sentimentality. I'm picking the Sadies' Colder Stream because their lead guitarist, Dallas Good, died 2 months after it was recorded and before it was released. I thought it would be a nice tribute to him. But beyond that, this music is fantastic. It's very solid, continues a long string of solid albums for the Sadies. For those of you who don't know, they are a band with their own sound that mixes psychedelia, garage rock, country rock, and folk rock. There's really no one that sounds like them. And the song I picked is called Better Yet. In terms of my favorite song of the year, again, this was a hard choice. There were a lot of great songs that knocked my socks off. So I thought I would go with the very first song I heard in 2022 that blew me away. And it's from a band called Space Panther from their album Glamdemic. And for me, it was probably one of my favorite albums of the year when it comes to just fun and rocking good times. It's called, like I said, it's called Glamdemic. And the song I'd like to feature is Smooth Operator. Well, enjoy and have a great 2023. I hope the music is just as good as 2022. We have a liftoff.
like they always say, communication is the key.
Rockin' the Suburbs listeners, Patrick and Jim. It's Peter Nordgren coming to you from beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin, on the now ice-covered shores of Lake Superior, where the ice on Mowikwi Bay just might be thick enough this year that our internationally famous ice caves might open up to the public in the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. If you hear they're open, be sure and come and see. You haven't heard much from me this year, but rest assured I've been listening and lurking here and trying to keep up with everything that's going on that you are bringing to all of us dedicated listeners. This year my choices are a bit on the conventional side, but hasn't 2022 been a year for getting back to the basics? The album that I've looked forward to most this year is Space Force by Todd Rundgren. Todd's albums, of which this is the first in 5 years, always have some kind of a concept behind them. Either they're a true concept album, like Liars or Healing, or they have a production concept, like a cappella or with a twist. This time around, Todd wanted to collaborate with a number of people that are within his sphere, and he got in touch with them and asked them, "Do you have anything that's unfinished that we can work on together?" And Space Force is the result. Some of the collaborators are people you might expect, like the Lemon Twigs or Rick Nielsen, and some you might not expect, like Thomas Dolby or Narcy. So here's Todd with Rivers Cuomo doing Down with the Ship.
There's something going wrong. We got red skies at dawn. Can't find the captain and the lifeboat's gone.
We're going down with the ship. We're going down, 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 down with the ship. It's all for one and one for all. Yeah, we're going down with the ship. We're going down with the ship. We're going down, 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 down with the ship.
About the time you hear this, Deb and I will be on the beautiful north shore of the island of Kauai, which happens to be where Todd and Michelle Rundgren live. And we'll be going over to the bar and restaurant they own, Tiki Aniki in Princeville. We never see Todd there. He's always out on the road or in the studio. But we have sat next to Michelle Rundgren at the bar. So maybe she'll be there this year. The single I'm sharing is the best Stevie Nicks record I've heard not made by Stevie herself. It's a very respectful tribute, and it's a hell of a song. It's Night Moves by Lissy. Lissy has been around for a while. She comes out of Rock Island, Illinois, and after making it to the West Coast about 15 years ago, she's been recording and is now living back in Iowa. I'm going to be paying attention to Lissy going forward and checking some of her back catalog. That'll do it for this year. Keep on listening, everybody, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Right. Thanks so much to Peter. It's wonderful to hear from you. And not only now are we jealous of beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin, but that you get to go to Hawaii every winter and sit next to Todd Rundgren's wife at the bar. That's such a great story. That's so wonderful. Great to hear from you. I'm glad you're still out there listening so much. Happy New Year to you, sir. And Bob Peterson, thank you very, very much for everything you did for us this year. Much appreciated, sir. And very, very nice tribute to Dallas Good. Rest in power. Okay, just to recap then, we had the Sadies doing the song Better Yet from their album Colder Streams, which came out on the Yep Rock label. We had Space Panther doing Smooth Operator from Glamdemic album on Main Man Records. Todd Rundgren with Rivers Cuomo doing Down with the Ship from his Space Force album, issued on Cleopatra Records. And then we had Lissy doing Night Moves from her Carving Canyons record, which came out on Lion Boy Records. All right, thank you for listening, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with another set of 2022 picks as our traditional January rolls on. On behalf of Jim Lanahan, I'm Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. What's the guy's name again? The guy from Weezer.